So it appears like the council is defeating a lot of your bills. What's kind of your reaction to all that?
That's a hard question to answer. It kind of shows, I think, that it's obvious that there's a division, and it's obvious that it's so divided. The one bill, we were all on the same page, but they were insistent on voting no, even though I agreed with them. So that just kind of shows you how it's going. And the bill with Pagedale, we had a meeting last week regarding the Pagedale bill, which will put the human services in there and the health, some health services for the community. And the people in the meeting were scrutinized about who, why, why did it come out? Not anything to do with the services or if they were needed in the community, but who approached you for this facility? What was the conversation? It was like an interrogation. And then when the conversation ended, the county executive reprimanded Beyond Housing and told him that he shouldn't have brought the people to the meeting in support of it last week. I don't care. He shouldn't have brought the people there in support of it because what was the comment? Oh, it doesn't do anything for him, or he, oh, I can't remember. In other words, them coming doesn't make any difference.
Do you think this is retribution for you supporting Rick Strame over Stanger?
I don't know, but if it is, it's sad because then the community loses. I'm willing to put those things behind me and move on, so why wouldn't he? I don't think so. I think that's, I really don't think that. Why would you deny the community those services because you're trying to get back at someone? That doesn't make sense.
Did Mr. Stenger consult you? I mean, he's offered some alternatives, like to put this facility or the subsidiary in the Met Center. Has he
No,
discussed any of that with you?
not at all.
Do you have any reaction to Rita Days being ousted from her job?
It's sad. I thought she was doing a great job, and I'm disappointed, but then again, I mean, that's his prerogative, and I like Eric Fay. Eric Fay will do a fine job, but I do think that Senator Days was doing a great job.
Can you clarify as to who put her in that position? Was she appointed?
Senator Days?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay.
The governor, they always say, makes that decision, so I guess I'm sure that the governor, in collaboration with the county executive, I guess.
Okay.
Going back to the Pagedale initiative, were there any concerns raised with Mr. Stenger or other council members about you being on the board of directors for Beyond Housing and supporting that legislation or supporting that initiative at least?
That came up in that meeting last week that I was a member of the board of directors for Beyond Housing. That had never come up before, but I don't think that's any different than we have Mike O'Mara and Pat Dolan or union reps, or they're pretty high up there. I don't know what Pat's title is, but Mike, they're in on anything, any legislation, or any decisions that we make involving union contracts.